In chapter 27, Mishnah 2, Beged mitamei mishum shlosh al shlosh. The cloth can contract impurity when it's 3 by 3. This is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. If a cloth, a piece of cloth, is not 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, it can't contract impurity, le midras. But that's only talking about midras impurity when it's sat on. And that is because a piece smaller than this, it's not susceptible, you can't sit on it. It's too small to sit on. Mishum shlosh al shlosh litmei meis. And for other sorts of impurity, 3 by 3 it's bas. If it's at least 3 by 3 thumb widths, then it can contract, which is a much smaller piece of cloth, then it can contract other sorts of impurity. Hasak arba al arba, sackcloth 4 by 4, 4 by 4 tfachim. Haor, leather, chamish al chamisha, 5 by 5 tfachim. Mapats is, mapats shisha al shisha, is 6 by 6. Matting, which he brings up the example, woven of rushes, etc. It has to be at least 6 by 6 to be susceptible. And these are all shoving the midrash for litmei meis. These are all, doesn't matter what type of impurity, if it's not this size, then it's not susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Asak sheyarav arba'a. Sackcloth, its remnant is 4, meaning a piece torn from a larger piece of sackcloth is susceptible if it's 4 tvachim in square. V'tchilasa mishe gamar, but its origin, when it's first woven, it only becomes susceptible when it is completed. Before that, it's not susceptible. And then he brings it out, the loch is not like Rabbi Meir. So these kinds of, I mean, the bottom line of this is these kinds of, you have to know a different kind of material. It has to have a minimum size. If it's smaller than that minimum size, it can't become impure because it's not considered big enough to receive the impurity.